Hey folks, I'm here with Rashad Eggleston. Man, we've heard some great music from him. You know, I'm the eco guy, trying to give the musicians a chance to talk about ecological connection with their music.
I think my playing, I've always tended to go for like the more like organic kind of sounds that might have come from dirt and rocks and landscapes and things like that. I mean, nature has just flowingness that's weirdness. I'm talking about like the shape of an oak tree, for example. I love looking at the shape of oak trees because, well, they're weird for one, but it's a special kind of weirdness that's like, it seems like there's some like really crazy, hard to grasp logic in how they're shaped. Just the squirreliness of it starting from the center and then like spiraling out. I'm always trying to think how I could maybe create musical fragments that are based on that kind of shape, you know, if it could be translated. That's something that I've always been thinking about, actually. Right, this oak tree music could be, who knows what it would sound like. It could be very chromatic, it could be dark even at some points, and I mean, just, I know it would be weird, and it would be something that people hadn't heard before, and I'm always trying to find that weirdness. I mean, it's going to take me a while, but that's what I'm after.
What would be a good working title for that? About the oak tree.
Yeah, well, kind of conumbulating and, I don't know if there's enough English words to describe. Sometimes chaotic, right? And, but also like very like grandfatherly and kind of peaceful in a way. I mean, I spend a lot of time like chilling up in oak trees. I really like climbing them because everyone's really different. Like redwood trees are cool to climb. There's a lot of redwood trees around where I come from. Redwood trees, you just pretty much go up and it's always like just pretty much straight up, you know. Oak trees, like everyone will have like this totally peculiar shape going all kinds of different directions. Some stay way low to the ground, some go kind of up and then around, and it was just, I don't know, I think I would have to call it something like the mumbulophone or something like that. I'm always trying to come up with words, like words in maybe a different language or in my own language that describe these things more, like Thnark, and I think I'll keep discovering more of them. Another one is a Huharian Barkabeast. The sound of those words, like how you hear them, just not what they mean or anything, but like just the sound of them, something about what I'm trying to describe about the shape of an oak tree. The shape of the oak tree and the sound of those words and maybe the sound of the eventual music that I hope to create.
Would you say that word in a musical voice?
Thnark. Thnark. Thnarkian bark in the dark with a lark mark of park. Maybe it could be a gnee with a snee on top of my knee. It sits in the park in the dark with a thnark or something. You could go for that. Or this one I came up with a couple days ago. If you want to quarrel, you can arble on my foirle while I sit beneath the brumbles in Bramuncuna.
Was that 4/4?
Yeah, kind of. If you want to quarrel, you can arble on my foirle while I sit beneath the brumbles in Bramuncuna. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's chaos. If you view it in its totality, it's like chaos all over. Like, where did this big old tree come from? And rocks and just splotches of big old weirdness there and rivers swirling around in forms that you can't put on. You can't take a ruler there and measure that and this. And you can't, like, what pattern is there? Or can you geometrically describe how a river swerves? Maybe some of that would be the coolest geometry. I would like to hear about that geometry.
Are there ecological problems with those thnarks?
The thnarks, if they were to like come here, they would be in favor of much different methods for making things happen here. Definitely the thnarks would be much more in favor of respecting the peculiar forms and shapes.
Do you have some of those same philosophies in the way you act in your life?
Yes, definitely. Definitely I do, I guess. One of the things that I've been doing, basically, yeah, just vegan for 6 years. For various reasons, I read the great book called Diet for a New America, and that really turned me on to the real problems that the American meat and dairy industry are causing on the environment, how inefficient it is, and so that just reinforced my beliefs. But I try to keep it to, well, definitely always no meat of any kind, including fish. Most of the time, no dairy and eggs. Because I have read things and heard much and been informed. My brother is kind of an activist of sorts. He's a very hardcore vegan. And so we've both influenced each other at different times in that way. And so I feel like I'm making a small contribution by doing that, at least.
Did you mention that Diet for New America book?
I would definitely recommend anybody interested in learning the truth about the meat and dairy industry and about their impact on the environment and everything, and about like the positive aspects of veganism and vegetarianism. I would advise any of those people to read Diet for New America, because I mean, it tells the truth. It tells some hardcore truths that most people don't know and don't really care to find out. They would rather delude themselves. If later on in my life I do end up making like a substantial amount of money for any reason from playing music, one of the things I always think of is like buying land and making it non-developable. Because, I mean, I've seen a lot of golf courses go up. I mean, I play golf. I do like golf, I have to admit. They keep just cutting down stuff, building more golf courses.
I think it'd be nice if they turned a lot of the golf courses into frisbee golf courses. Because even older folk can throw the frisbee. It's the same kind of game. You have drivers and putters and that kind of thing, but you can let everything grow up. You don't have to over-fertilize and all that kind of stuff, because you don't have to have such a flat surface with which to recognize the ball.
Right, that's a good idea. I think that the game of golf could be definitely modified to fit more into the natural setting without having to be so manicured all the time. That would be a good idea, and it would be, oh man, it could become such a cool sport.
So you were looking at a poem earlier that you had written or something.
Oh, yeah. In a blurred word, a bobbird is heard in a flight before night in the not-white sand of a vast Green Orthian land that was planned by a not-hand. A desert of snert in the glurtwort sleeps, while a snoo near glue is sneakily speaking in a land once called Peking. Dry from asking why, try to not die, it says, near a fez with Le Snark de Marquez. Some bones rattle cattle with a battle of the kind that is only seen in the meanish lean stretches of treacherous nothing but ground all around lying down. Brown and white against yellow, a most mellowish fellow, is a hound on this aridish cactus ground. Finding drinks in a sink, it thinks that is ancient from the era of then, when it was said on its own to itself, to an elf, never spoken but known, like royal rump knows a throne. This message came through on the grampathulophone. This sphere here was once grilled, filled, and overmilled by an overly needy, bloodthirsty, greedy batch of the dumbest poor creatures your eye'd ever catch. They were later put back in the non-dwelling hatch. But the sphere now recovers with the hound and its lover, the bobbird that hovers, and the snoo turning blue who was lecturing you.
Thank you. I'm beginning to understand that language. If they land, I may be able to talk to them.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. They might not shoot me with the laser because I'll be able to
Exactly. Yeah, see, lots of times in conversations with people, I'll be going along and just throwing a word that isn't in English, but they understand exactly what I mean because of context and like words, they have a certain sound that maybe can convey something, right? Via saitai agatastamadain, what's a damage to cray?
From the sea. Rashad, are there any future music projects that you might be doing that are related to your environmental philosophies?
Well, you know, I mean, there's nothing is concrete yet, but there's a lot of stuff in my head. One of the things that I'd really actually like to do at some point is record frogs. Frogs have this, like, completely insane rhythm going on when they're all talking or playing or singing or whatever they're doing together. maybe it's enough to just hear frogs, but maybe someday I will compose some kind of piece that tries to emulate the way frogs are talking together or whatever sometime.
What's one of the most important environmental issues do you think that we should be concerned about as musicians and as the audience out there?
One of the main environmental issues. Man, that's a heavy question. Let me think about that for a second. I don't know if a lot more people became vegetarian or vegan or whatever. That would definitely be a step in the right direction. I wanted to say, na katum. Katum ple.
Katum ple and merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Thanks a lot, Rashad. Find Rashad Eggleston's multilingual music on the web, R-U-S-H-A-D. Rashad has played with Daryl Enger's Republic of Strings and teaches cello at various schools. Stop Climate Change, xoearth.org.
Better. My grandma loves you, she's knitting you a sweater. Just look around you.